Pray one for another like you've never prayed. For oh, how the more you need each other in the Spirit for these last days, for me to come and do what I desire to do. For truly I desire to fill your altars with those that are truly unlovely, those who cannot be loved. Even their closest friends and family will abandon them before you find them. But when you find them, you will find them in my presence and see through my eyes as these are the revenues of the earth. They are the jewels that I have given you in these last days to possess and to hold among yourselves. Do not be caught up. Do not be caught up with that church that I prophesied in the book of Revelation that was caught up in things and they lost their first love. But oh, adhere more to these things, saith the Spirit of grace. Cause yourself to come close to these things. Pull yourself in. Forsake the world and look not back as Lot's wife looked back and was turned in to a place of unchangeable. Know this, that I have given to you a place in the Spirit that continually looks forward with eyes upon the horizon and does not look back, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. So, dies giablano clese. You will find, for many of you, that as you court these things, it may be at the beginning that your love for the world and things of the world are a great competition with how much you see your desire in me. But know this, that I promise you, that the hours are just ahead of you when hot tears will baptize your spirit and beyond that run into your soul, so that the things that you once garrisoned yourself against and tried so hard not to become involved in, as in that which took away your first love, know this, that you'll find your appetite. That's right. It's the word appetite. You'll find your the appetite of your spirit taking hold of the appetite of your flesh and soul. And as you do, you'll find that it's not that you are garrisoning yourself against things. It's more that there's no taste for the things of this world. And all you desire is the depth and the joy and the peace and the savoring of my word and the rush of my spirit bringing you higher and higher in these last days, saith the Spirit of grace.